Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the Republican candidate for Nevada State Treasurer, Dan Schwartz, will join us. Ray Hager and I will talk to him. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Andrew McKay, Dick Gamak, and Liz McManaman. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
What has the massive Tahoe Reno Industrial Center contributed to Northern Nevada, and just in the past few years? Well, they're home to 130 industrial companies, manufacturing, distribution, clean energy, occupying over 12 million square feet of industrial space, and employing over 6,000 Nevadans. That's incredible. All in less than 5 years. And with over 100,000 acres to go, we're just getting started. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome back to the program Dan Schwartz. He's the Republican candidate for Nevada State Treasurer. Welcome.
Hi, Dan. Dan, of course, you're running against Kim Wall and the current controller. And in February, late February, you released a poll that showed you had an 8-point lead over Wall, and even though she's an incumbent as a controller. Have you done any recent polling since then? How does the race stand right now with 5 weeks to go until the primary?
Well, neither Kim nor I have a primary,
right.
Which is good. But I think the lead holds up. Sue Loudon released a poll in March, and the lead was still 5 points. Our poll was done by Doug Schoen, who's a premier pollster. We used a sample of 400 people. It was pretty demographically diverse, so we're reasonably confident that certainly reflects the state of play.
One of the issues that came up with Kim Wallen on the program was the amount of money you intend to spend on this campaign, and I think the number of $2 million was thrown around. What's a realistic amount that you're prepared to invest?
Sam, this is total fantasy. Here is a lady, a person, I don't want to be sexist, a person who is nominally the state's controller, who wants to be treasurer, is making up numbers. If you look at our financial disclosure, we disclosed $200,000, one-tenth of that amount. We're spending it now, but you really got to wonder about someone who just makes up numbers. As they say, it's just total fantasy.
But what do you actually intend to invest in this race?
Well, to date we've spent probably $60,000 or $70,000. A lot depends on the race. As I say, there's no primary, so that's helpful. I'm estimating somewhere around $300,000, $350,000, something like that.
Okay.
Okay, now, Kim, of course, she's already won two times on the statewide level because she was elected controller twice, and you finished fourth with just 11% of the vote when you ran for District 4 in Congress 2 years ago. After that showing, how do you think you can beat Wallen with all her winning experience, maybe?
Well, Ray, I've already beat her. I mean, I've been ahead in two polls, and you know what that suggests? A couple things. One is that, you know, I did finish fourth. It was a good race. I lost to Danny Tarkanian, but no one had known me before. We got the word out. I got the points out in terms of the platform, and I've run into a lot of people say, Dan, you know, I remember you. So I don't. You know, we lost, but I don't necessarily consider it a loss. Kim has been in
office. Why do you not consider it a loss?
Because it sense, I mean, Sam, Rome wasn't built in a day. I mean, the people of Nevada didn't know me. It's important that they begin to be familiar with me and with my platform and the ideas, familiar with me as a person. And I'm running again. I mean, the fact that I'm running unopposed in the Republican primary, the governor had a chance to put up a couple of opponents. He didn't. So, you know, as I said, it is what it was, but we've got a strong campaign. We're ahead in two polls now. It's a long way to the election. A lot can happen, but, you know, I think we are where we need to be.
But, Dan, you know that polls are not the same thing as elections. I mean, Sharon Engel was polling ahead of Harry Reid in 2010 and lost to the Senate Majority Leader.
Well, I won't comment on Sharon Engel's campaign, but I think we have a very different campaign. There's some real issues in this race which go to the credibility and competence of not only Kim, but of the current state treasurer. And we will make those points.
Okay, so okay. Make those points now for us.
I will. I think at the end of the day, this race comes down to a very straightforward point. Do you want change or do you want the same old, same old? I think Kim's Democratic handler, I think in the RJ, said that Kim will continue the good work of Kate Marshall. Well, Kate Marshall's work ain't that good. We have a general fund of about $2 billion, which Kate has invested at the princely sum of less than one half of 1%. Figure in inflation and fees, we're losing money on our general fund. Why? I don't have an answer for that. Kate Marshall has set up this private equity fund. What is the treasurer of Nevada doing setting up a private equity fund? But, you know, she'd been successful, fine. You look at the stats on that fund, $50 million taken out of the education fund. She's made one $2 million investment. She's returned $200,000 to the treasury. She's lost $600,000 in fees. The Board of Estimate figures that she's going to lose over the course of this $6 million in fees. And what does she have to show for it? Nothing. And the money was given. Who owns this company? It's out-of-state bankers.
Well, we'll certainly offer the opportunity for the treasurer to come on the program and talk about
she
that.
She should. I'm curious. I mean, why are we losing this money on our general fund? What is this venture capital fund? And education. The Millennium Scholarship Fund is gasping for funds. It's out of money in 2018. Where is the treasurer?
Okay, well, let me ask you about that.
Sure.
Because when Kim Wallen registered to run, she said that saving the Millennium Scholarship is her number one priority. If you were elected, this is a real popular scholarship program.
Yeah.
How are you going to save it?
Well, let's look at the key point. Kim Wallen is an accountant and probably a good accountant. That is very different than investing the state's money. There is a difference between debits and credits and yield curves and stock share and securities
allocation. Okay, Dan, but the question is how are you going to save the Millennium?
What I'm going to do is I think it's more, Ray, than just saving the fund. I think there are several issues there that need to be built into the next Millennium Fund.
For example?
Okay, there are three. One is focus. We can't, I mean, I'm a history major. I'm a liberal arts major. I love it. But that's not what the state of Nevada needs. We're trying to build IT. We're trying to build health care. We're trying to build defense. The money should be allocated for students who want to go to the
We're center. Trying to build defense?
The unmanned drones.
Oh, okay.
Which is has huge potential.
Right.
We should be turning out graduates who are not only competent there and can help employers, but are going to stay here in Nevada. Two is completion. just giving money to these funds is not the answer. I mean, I've talked to several educators, and one of the key issues is that kids, to the extent they graduate, they start the program, they finish 3 hours, and they go park cars at Caesars. That's not going to work. That needs to be baked into the program. Finally, marketing. And again, this is anecdotal. I have a very nice person who cuts my hair, and she said, you know, we came here to take advantage of the Millennium Scholarship. My child enrolled, and that was the last we heard of it. The program needs to be not only funded but restructured. And, you know, it's nice that Kim is going to, you know, do whatever she's going to do with the Millennium Scholarship, but that's not the answer.
All right, let's take a break. More with Dan Schwartz when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
At TravelNevada.com.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with the Republican candidate for Nevada State Treasurer, Dan Schwartz. I want to ask you, are you willing to debate Kim Wallen on the program?
I'd love to. Bring her on. Anytime, as I say, you send out the invitations, obviously. We both have to be free, but I will...
We'll make the date work.
I will be here.
Dan, getting back to the Millennium Scholarship, on a philosophical basis, do you feel that children who don't have a Social Security number or are here illegally, as their parents may have brought them here, should they be eligible for the Millennium Scholarship?
Ray, you're raising the larger, that was kind of the Trojan horse, the larger issue of immigration in this state, and I'll answer it. We need to secure our borders, we need to enforce the laws, but I truly believe that we need to find a pathway to citizenship for the 10 or 11 million people in the country who are here. We're all Americans, we decided this in the Civil War, as I said, we've got to have secure borders.
Point.
But if you don't have a social security number or a card, should you be allowed to receive the Millennium Scholarship?
What you're asking is, I say, I think it's a larger question. In other words, are these people entitled to citizenship, which entitles them to the card? I would first like to see them be on a pathway to citizenship before I gave them, you know, scholarship funds. I think it's important that they be on the way, one way or the other, to citizenship. But I think that the constraints, on, and I hope I'm answering your question, the constraints on citizenship need to be created so that these kids have a chance to get it.
Okay, sounds like for right now that's a no. Am I misreading you?
I would say that it's a maybe. Okay, in other words, what I'm saying is I don't necessarily mind giving these students, making them eligible for the Gwynn scholarships, but to do that, they should be on their way, or they should be registered and on their way to citizenship.
The Republican Party, Party in the state has changed their positions on a lot of social platforms and decided to get out of those things. Is that going to be beneficial to you in your campaign?
Sam, I think it's beneficial to the country, and I think specifically, and I'm really proud of the Republican Party because we've gotten some pushback on it, but we took out the gay rights and we took out the abortion planks. And you can decide what you want. I mean, a lot of people are opposed to abortion, and that's fine. A lot of people think that marriage is between a man and a woman. That's fine, but it has no part. It does not belong in a political platform. And I think it will be beneficial because I think that's what most Americans want and believe.
Okay, I'm asking you this because it has a tax component. You'd be
right.
The treasurer. So
right.
A petition was filed yesterday with the Secretary of State to legalize marijuana for recreational use, you know, allow you to have less than 1 ounce on your person. What do you think of this as a plan to raise money for the state?
I think there's two issues here. One is obviously the moral issue. Two is the financial issue. I'm more concerned about sort of the moral, practical issue. Personally, I don't have a problem if someone wants to use grass. I never did. I remember I was once out of the country and I inhaled madly and it didn't do anything. So it was a one and only one and done. But I think, you know, it's not an issue that necessarily this is an issue for the legislature. I personally don't have a problem with it. I do think we have to be careful because I think drugs are drugs and they're unintended effects, and it does lead to other.
But could you talk about the potential for taxes?
Actually, we're going to have to hold this off until the debate.
Okay.
So we'll look forward to you coming back in here, and we'll contact Kim Wallen's office, and we'll get that set up. Thank you very much for being here. We appreciate it.
Sam Ray, I appreciate it. Let me know.
All right, we'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
What are you being stupid and stupider?
A crashed vehicle.
Who was driving the car? Raise your hand.
And a questionable move.
He says two cars showed up and removed some stuff that was in the car and then took off before the police got there.
Now they've hit a roadblock.
I don't feel that my insurance company should pay $4,300 worth of damage for a crack in somebody's bumper.
Let me explain something to you, sweetheart. It's not up to you.
Next, Judge Judy.
News 4 is on your side. It's our mission.
It's our philosophy.
What would you say to the public? How safe should they feel?
It's our dedication to report the news that's important to you.
Why should the public have confidence in the school district?
We've got the county has actually put sandbags out.
Because you have the right to know.
Why'd you call us?
Well, you always seem to get problems taken care of.
News 4, we're on your side across northern Nevada and the Sierra.
Multiple sclerosis pulls us away from our lives. MS destroys connections.
So it's only fitting that our connections would be its greatest enemy.
At Walk MS, my network helps me raise money to speed new treatments for those living with MS. The money we raise helps make sure there's somebody there to answer my questions about MS 24/7. Walk MS is where we connect. Register today at walkms.org.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great PowerPoint panel. As always, Dick Gamak is here, the Washoe County District Attorney, Liz McMenamin, Vice President of the Retail Association of Nevada, one of our proud sponsors, and Andrew McKay is Chairman of the Nevada Transportation Authority. Morning. Pleasure to have you all here. I want to point out that everybody's from different places. I was born and raised in London, England. Dick, you were from Elko. Liz, you were raised in Louisiana. And Andrew, you were raised right here in Reno, Nevada. And you know, I don't usually deal with sports stories, but I think that the Donald Sterling situation is way beyond a sports story.
Oh.
And, you know, it's just stunning to me that we're living in 2014 and we have people acting, people of prominence, like it's 1814. Your thoughts, Mr. Gamak?
I'm not a big professional sports fan, and that's one of the main reasons, is the way a lot of people in that arena act, and the way they don't behave themselves and misbehave themselves, and they just think it's a license to do whatever they want to. We're doing the Role Model Summit again here in Reno this year. We're bringing in 20 professional athletes, and these are the ones you don't hear about in this light. These are the ones that are still got their head together. They still have their feet on the ground. In fact, I understand David Weiss is going to be here to, and we go around to the high schools and talk to all the kids, and that's our purpose of the Role Model Summit, is to show that there are athletes that don't get in this kind of trouble.
The president, Liz, said, when ignorant folks want to advertise their ignorance, you don't really have to do anything. You just let them talk.
Well, I'll go back to what Dick said. I have to agree with Dick. I think that starting at the owner's level all the way down to the players, we have a problem in our professional sports arena. Children look up to these people and they behave like they do. I have a problem with that because they're so out there. But everything today is under scrutiny, so those kind of comments are ridiculous. I'm sorry that they feel that necessary to make those kind of comments out in the public.
You know, Andrew, what was ironic to me was that it turns out that Mr. Sterling changed his last name. He's actually Jewish. And the idea, and speaking as somebody who is Jewish, the idea that these vile and racist statements would come from somebody who comes from my tribe, which has been oppressed throughout history, is just stunning to me.
Well, there's no place for it. And the interesting thing about the Sterling, and I wasn't aware that he changed his name, ironically enough.
I just heard that this morning.
I knew that he was Jewish. I heard that on the radio. But the fact of the matter is it's not shocking. People knew this guy was a bigot and, quite frankly, a scumbag because of the fact that, I mean, he was fined, I believe, $2.5 million by HUD, being a slumlord, housing discrimination. So Leopard doesn't change his spots. And I'd like to see the ownership group of the NBA take some swift action, because what message is it sending when you have an individual like that who is, there's no way around it, he's a bigot.
Well, one of the things that happens in these kind of situations is that there's all the talk and all the writing and all the carrying on, but the real player in this is the money. And sponsors are already pulling their sponsorships. And how long do you give this before there is a change of ownership of this team?
That's a good question. Depends on exactly what you said, is how much of the money is pulled away. And unfortunately, that's why I'm not a big professional sports fan, because the money, it's fast. There's a lot of it. And go back in our history, sports and athletics and stuff were after you worked a 12-hour day and you won a little relaxation, so they went out and played baseball or something, or basketball or whatever. That's what athletics were, relaxation and letting people work off some steam. And look what it's turned into today. To even now, college players are going to get paid. I think that's professional, I think. Maybe I missed something.
What do you think about the players? And, you know, we saw some response, black armbands, wearing their jerseys inside out. Do you think that the players should just quit playing on the team? Is that fair to the fans for them to do that?
Well, you know, that's interesting, because they will get up there and they'll wear the black armbands, but there's bottom line, it hits in their wallet and their way of making a living. So I dare say they're not going to quit playing. However, you know, you can't, this in this day and time, it's amazing, but you can't change somebody's heart. This man was apparently, this was at the heart of it. These players signed on to play for him, for his team. were they unaware that this was what his heart was about? I mean, I'm a little surprised at that thought process. And no, it's going to hit their wallet, so they're not going to quit playing. But they're, you know, I see the ownership changing. I don't think that they can keep on. This man cannot keep on if the advertising's pulled. You know, that's a big thing. The fans need to get behind. And maybe discuss how they feel about it. As long as they're attending they're at the arena, they're attending the games, they're blatantly, you know, that's going to sound like it's okay. We're still going to go.
Do you think the players 20 years from now, Andrew, are going to reconsider what they did now when they look back on this?
You know, I don't think so. I liked when they, I believe it was on Sunday, you know, they met at center court, turn their jerseys around, kind of a sign of protest. I'd love to see these players in their team galvanized as a unit. I'd love to see them win this whole thing just to stick it to Sterling. I think that would be, you want to go down in history. I think that would be wonderful. I, for one, I don't have a great interest in the NBA, quite frankly, but I'm going to be following the Clippers, and I'm going to root for those players, not the owner.
Well, it just, like I said at the beginning of this conversation, it just stuns me that we're still dealing with this kind of garbage in the year 2014, and when we have an African-American president, an African-American attorney general.
But Sam, a bigot, you're not going to change their heart. You're not going to change their heart.
Apparently not. That's where we got to leave it. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
How would we describe the new hand-breaded chicken tender Texas Toast Sandwich from A&W? How about hashtag super tasty, large, and in-charge Texas Toast 2 Handwich made with 100% white meat chicken tenders and classic or spicy papa sauce only for a limited time? In other words, it's a mouthful. Try one now at your local A&W.
It's like AT&T knew what we wanted.
Just the other day, we were saying we wanted a TV experience that fit into our life.
And our budget.
And then we see this U-verse TV deal.
Call to get U-verse TV for just $19 a month with qualifying bundles. Keep the same great price for 2 years guaranteed. Plus, get a total home DVR included for life.
Great deal, huh? And get this, I've always wanted to put a TV in here, but there's no TV outlet. Now we can. By adding the wireless receiver from AT&T, we can move the TV where we want.
And with the Total Home DVR, we can record 4 shows at once and play them back in any room. We never miss a show now.
So get U-verse TV for just $19 a month with qualifying bundles. Keep the same great price for 2 years guaranteed. Just call 888-874-7474 today.
This AT&T deal was made for us.
Look, they even knew I wanted to record this show.
That was me, hon.
That was her.
I'm Will Adams, owner of Will's Precious Metal and Jewelry Exchange. We pay the most cash in town for your broken jewelry, gold, silver, and other precious metals. We are Northern Nevada's number one pawn shop alternative. See us on Pyramid Way just north of I-80. Will's Precious Metal and Jewelry Exchange.
News 4 is on your side. It's our mission.
It's our philosophy.
It's our dedication to report the news that's important to you.
Because you have the right to know.
News 4, we're on your side across Northern Nevada and the Sierra.
Introducing A&W's 2 new Polar Swirl flavors. Sour Patch Kids, unexpected. Sour and sweet, a little mysterious. Nutter Butter, smooth peanut butter deliciousness with a classic cookie crunch. Try them both now at your local A&W.
On the next broadcast, we'll celebrate 50 years for a casino, Boomtown in Reno. 50 years on the next broadcast.